Welcome to the Maronite Podcast. This is a daily reading of the prayers of the faithful or divine office for the Maronite Church. This podcast is brought to you by Father Armando Alcuri, Administrator of Centrafrica Maronite Mission in Denver, Colorado, and Chris Pond. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as we begin and until we conclude. May mercy and compassion be put forth upon us in this world and the next. O Lord our God, to you be glory forever. Amen. O loving One, you make your sun to rise on the good and the bad, and your rain to fall upon the just and the unjust. Let the light of your divine gifts shine in the hearts of those who adore you. Illumine us by the light of your feast, so that resplendent with these lights, we may give you glory now and forever. Amen. Peace be with the Church and her children.
Glory to God in the highest, in peace on earth, and goodwill to all. Praise the Lord, all you nations. Glorify him, all you peoples. For steadfast is his mercy toward us, and the truth of the Lord endures forever. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and forever, and peace on earth, and goodwill to all. Lord, have mercy on us and save us. Lord, in your goodness have compassion on sinners, and bring back to truth those who are wandering. Draw us to yourself, enrich our voices with your praises, and our tongues with inspired songs. Captivate us by your teachings. Drawing from your treasure of compassion, grant us the consolation that gives healing to body and soul. Lord and God, to you be glory forever. Amen.
In God we glory day by day. O God, our ears have heard, our fathers have declared to us, the deeds you did in their days and days of old. How with your own hand you rooted out the nations and planted them. You smashed the peoples, but for them you made room. For not with their own sword did they conquer the land, nor did their own arm make them victorious. But it was your arm and your right hand, and the light of your countenance, in your love for them. You are my King and my God, who bestowed victories on Jacob. In God we gloried day by day, your name we praised always. Our hearts have not shrunk back, nor our steps turned aside from your path. Yet, for your sake, we are being slain all the day. We are looked upon as sheep to be slaughtered. Arise, help us, redeem us for your kindness' sake. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and forever. Amen. In God we gloried day by day.
Lord, have mercy on us and save us. The children of the faithful church sing out their praises and adoration to your majesty, for you saved them by your cross. May we lift up to you a pleasing offering at the dawn of a new day. Christ our Lord, to you be glory forever. Amen.
The light of the just and joy of the upright is Christ Jesus our Lord. Begotten of the Father, he manifested himself to us. He came to rescue us from darkness and to fill us with the radiance of his light. Day is dawning upon us. The power of darkness is fading away. From the true light, there arises for us the light which illumines our darkened eyes. His glory shines upon the world and enlightens the very depths of the abyss. Death is annihilated, night has vanished, and the gates of Sheol are broken. Creatures lying in darkness from ancient times are clothed in light. The dead arise from the dust and sing because they have a Savior. He brings salvation and grants us life. He ascends to his Father on high. He will return in glorious splendor and shed his light on those gazing upon him. Our King comes in majestic glory. Let us light our lamps and go forth to meet him. Let us find our joy in him, for he has found joy in us. He will indeed rejoice us with his marvelous light. Let us glorify the majesty of the Son and give thanks to the Almighty Father, who, in an outpouring of love, sent him to us to fill us with hope and salvation. When he manifests himself, the saints awaiting him in weariness and sorrow will go forth to meet him with lighted lamps. The angels and guardians of heaven will rejoice in the glory of the just and upright people of earth. Together, crowned with victory, they will sing hymns and psalms. Stand up then and be ready. Give thanks to our King and Savior, who will come in great glory to gladden us with his marvelous light in his kingdom. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and forever. Amen. Alleluia.
Lord, have mercy on us and save us. O Jesus, you perfect our good works and grant us your assistance at all times. You are the hope we find in our weakness and the refuge we seek in our distress. From the heights of your infinite holiness and majesty, hear our prayers and our petitions, and open to us the treasures of your mercy. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, to you be glory forever. Amen.
Alleluia. Praise the Lord from the heavens. Praise him in the heights. Praise him, all you his angels. Praise him, all you his hosts. Praise him, sun and moon. Praise him, all you shining stars. Praise him, you highest heavens, and you waters above the heavens. Let them praise the name of the Lord, for he commanded and they were created. He established them forever and ever. He gave them a duty which shall not pass away. Praise the Lord from the earth, you see monsters in all depths, fire and hail, snow and mist, storm winds that fulfill his word. You mountains and all you hills, you fruit trees and all you cedars, you wild beasts and all tame animals, you creeping things and you winged fowl, let the kings of the earth and all peoples, the princes and all the judges of the earth, young men too and maidens, old men and boys, praise the name of the Lord, for his name alone is exalted. His majesty is above earth and heaven, and he has lifted up the horn of his people. Be this his praise from all his faithful ones, from the children of Israel, the people close to him. Alleluia.
Alleluia. Sing to the Lord a new song of praise in the assembly of the faithful. Let Israel be glad in their Maker. Let the children of Zion rejoice in their King. Let them praise his name in the festive dance. Let them sing praise to him with timbrel and harp. For the Lord loves his people, and he adorns the lowly with victory. Let the faithful exult in glory. Let them sing joy upon their couches. Let the high praises of God be in their throats. Alleluia. Alleluia. Praise the Lord in his sanctuary. Praise him in the firmament of his strength. Praise him for his mighty deeds. Praise him for his sovereign majesty. Praise him with the blast of the trumpet. Praise him with lyre and harp. Praise him with timbrel and dance. Praise him with strings and pipe. Praise him with sounding cymbals. Praise him with clanging cymbals. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Alleluia. Praise the Lord, all you nations. Glorify him, all you peoples. For steadfast is his mercy toward us, and the truth of the Lord endures forever. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and forever. Amen. Alleluia.
Praise, glory, and honor to the Holy Child, who has blessed us by his joyous birth. He purified us by his holy baptism, exalted us by his total humiliation, saved us by his wondrous cross, gave us life by his luminous death, renewed us by his glorious resurrection, and sanctified us by his living and Holy Spirit. To him is due glory and honor, this morning and all the days of our lives, now and forever. Amen. O Lord, our Lord, in your kindness hear the prayers and supplications we now offer you. We, your sinful servants, beg you, with the perfume of this incense, to shed your mercy upon us. In your boundless love that urge you to create us and call us your friends, receive our prayers. When we had fallen from our original state, you raised us up through your saving plan and your life-giving passion. We have offended you by our evil deeds, but we come back to knock at your door. Do not treat us, Lord, according to our disobedience and the stubbornness of our will, but may our repentance be a model for all those who, like us, have sinned, that they may never lose hope. Did you not say, Lord, if the wicked man renounces all the sins he has committed, they will be forgotten from then on? We have come back to you now. Do not withdraw your mercy from us, even if we have offended you more than all others. Never have we rejected your holy name with which we were sealed. We beg you, therefore, not to turn away your face, nor let us become an object of scorn and mockery in the eyes of those who have no God. Deliver us not into the hands of our enemy, for you know well that if you let him tempt us, we shall soon fall and succumb. Since no one is exempt from sin but you, O Lord, King and ruler of all, receive us and grant us to rejoice in your eternal kingdom, now and forever. Amen.
Phinehas the Levite offered pleasing and fragrant incense, through which, with his prayers, he averted the scourge from the people. Lord, may the fragrance of his prayer, which the children of the church now offer, be pleasing to you. Through it, grant pardon to the church and her children who adore your majesty and implore you. Lord, hear our petition.
Lord God, may this incense be pleasing to you, and the offering of our deeds be acceptable to you. In your kindness, forgive our sins. In your compassion, turn away from our faults, and purify us in the waters which wash away all sins. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, to you be glory forever. Amen.
Seek forgiveness, O sinner. At dawn, the angels of heaven delight in the prayer of morning. All nations, all inhabitants of the earth, hearken. The angels of heaven delight in the prayer of the morning. Whether it rises from the sea, from the depths of the earth, or from fire, the prayer of morning opens for us the gates of mercy. A reading from the letter to the Galatians. I assure you, brothers, the gospel I proclaim to you is no mere human invention. I did not receive it from any man, nor was I schooled in it. It came by revelation from Jesus Christ. You have heard, I know, the story of my former way of life in Judaism. You know that I went to extremes in persecuting the Church of God and tried to destroy it. I made progress in Jewish observance far beyond most of my contemporaries, in my excess of zeal to live out all the traditions of my ancestors. But the time came when he who had set me apart before I was born and called me by his favor chose to reveal his son to me, that I might spread among the Gentiles the good tidings concerning him. Immediately, without seeking human advisors, or even going to Jerusalem to see those who were apostles before me, I went off to Arabia. Later I returned to Damascus. 3 years after that I went up to Jerusalem to get to know Cephas, with whom I stayed 15 days. I did not meet any other apostles except James, the brother of the Lord. I declare before God that what I have just written is true. Thereafter I entered the regions of Syria and Cilicia. The communities of Christ in Judea had no idea what I looked like. They had only heard that he who was formerly persecuting us is now preaching the faith he tried to destroy, and they gave glory to God on my account. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace and joy-filled hope to all. We praise you, we adore you, we glorify you, we give you thanks for your great glory. Lord and Creator, King of Heaven, God the Father Almighty, Lord God, Only Son, Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit. Lord God, Lamb of God, Son and Word of the Father, you take away the sin of the world, have mercy on us. You take away the sin of the world, hear us and receive our prayer. You are seated in glory at the right hand of your Father. Forgive us and have mercy on us. For you alone are holy. You alone are the Lord, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit, in the glory of God the Father. At all times and all the days of our lives, we worship you and praise your holy and blessed name, which is and has been from age to age. Blessed are you, Lord Almighty, God of our fathers. May your name be glorified, praised, and exalted forever. To you be glory, praise, and exaltation, God of all, Father of truth, with the only Son and the living and Holy Spirit, now and forever. Amen.
O God, you are before all ages and exist from age to age. You are resplendent and glorified in unsearchable light. Through your word, you bring forth light and give us a new day. O radiant day and source of all light, we glorify you, adore you, and offer you praise night and day. Accept our praise and answer our prayer. Send us your abundant blessings through the mercy of your Christ. To him with you and the Holy Spirit be glory, honor, and power, now and forever. Amen.